therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this is my first show, so I'm very excited and a little nervous, so I need to tell the truth about that, too. We are going to be talking today about what Tell the Truth Faster means, and in conjunction with that, how the concept of holistic health and complementary therapies reflect also the type of therapy that I do in terms of psychotherapy, which is a very holistic approach, which is body, mind, and spirit. But first, I kind of want to spend some time this time introducing myself, because some of you may not know me, and I know there's some people out there listening who have known me for a long time. Who I am, a psychotherapist. Professionally, that's what I do. And I grew up in New York City, went to college at SUNY Binghamton, graduate school at Long Island University, and a master's in counseling there. Lived in South Florida in the West Palm Beach, the infamous Palm Beach County, for about 11 years before moving to L.A. about 17 years ago. And the move to L.A. has been just an incredible and amazing spiritual journey, as well as a very wonderful personal one. So that is who I am professionally. I have a number of specialties. I do individual, group, and couples work. And I do a technique called rebirthing, which at some point we will be doing a show on. It's a form of breath work. And I use EMDR. Very, like I said, holistic in the way I approach things. I also, unlike a number of therapists, I tend to take a very humanistic approach to what I'm doing, and that also means, when it's relevant, self-disclosing things about my own life. And I sometimes feel that that is very effective and helpful with clients of mine. There are some therapists that feel a client should never know anything about who they are because this is about their journey. But I believe that as human beings, we're all on this journey together, and if some of my own experience will help a client and help you listeners out there, I feel that it's important to share it. And that's how I got to where we are today. Like I said, I grew up in New York. I'm the middle of three sons, and was a fat, klutzy, overweight kid growing up. And the first major life transformational experience was when I was 17, and I took off 55 pounds and have kept it off since. That had a lot to do with my confidence level. So what else? I'm also single. I'm a gay man and came out of the closet in college, and I'm glad to say, while it took a little bit of adjusting for my family, I have an extremely loving and supportive family, my brothers, my stepbrothers, my stepsister, my stepmother, my dad, mom, everybody. I just feel very supported about who I am, and I feel very grateful for that. So I think one of the other things that you all need to know about, because it will come through as we're doing these shows, I'm 51 years old, and at age 45, I was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. And like I said, there'll be a show coming up about that too. But it was totally a life transformational experience to start treatment for that, and I'm very grateful. It's like a miracle occurred in my life. Things are getting done. And I'm just, it's just been a wonderful experience that I guess could have been found when I was a kid, but it wasn't, and it is now. So attention deficit disorder, for those of you who don't believe it exists, it does. We'll talk about it at some point. Also, why radio? We're coming up now to, again, this show is another turn in my life. I'm someone who, when I was 17, I always say I was an old man. I wasn't an adventurous kid. I was afraid of things a lot. I felt very alone even when I was around people. And adventure was something I longed for and saw in movies, but just didn't live. Today, today, I'd say as an adult, adventure, new things is really what I love. I've traveled the world since my 30s. I helped start AIDS programs in the former Soviet Union in the early 90s. And I have friends all over the world, and it's just a wonderful way to exist. And to me, some people forget the fact that personal growth is also an adventure. An adventure that we can spend our lives avoiding, or we can go into, even though, you know, anything new is a little bit scary, sometimes very scary. But with the right support and the right sense of compassion around you, and someone teaching you how to trust your own inner voice, your own intuition, how to determine what voice, which is that voice that really is just about fear, and which is that voice that really connects to your soul and your spirit. And a lot of us get that very confused, and I know I still sometimes do, which is another important thing. I may be here talking about issues and helping people learn and understand things, but I, too, am a work in progress. And again, that's why radio. I know I have something to say. I know I have something to teach. I know that a lot of my clients and friends will say that, and I know in my heart from the time I was a child I've known that. But this is also an opportunity for me to learn. Learn that I can do something different, stretch myself a little bit more and a little bit more, reach out to more people, and know that every caller that calls in is going to be teaching me something too. And that's always been my philosophy. Every client that I've ever worked with, whether they were a teenager or an adult, has always taught me something more about myself or about life. So speaking of callers, we will be taking calls later, and there is a local listener line in the Phoenix area, which is 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-KFNX. And if you're calling from outside the Phoenix area, there's a toll-free line, which is 1-866-277-5369. That's 1-866-277-5369. We will be taking calls later, and I hope some of you will be challenged to call in. So, radio, I'm here to learn. We're all here to learn together. That's what this journey is about. Now, the most important part of this introduction is why the title, Tell the Truth Faster. Why the title? I'd say about 17 years ago when I first moved to L.A., I was exposed to a book called Loving Relationships by Sandra Ray. And actually, within the first few months of me living in L.A., I ended up at a workshop. That's where I studied rebirthing. And at the beginning of the weekend workshop that she used to do, and is still being done in some cities and by some other people like Rhonda Levan, at the very beginning of the weekend, I remember the first time I took the workshop, they talked about this. They just mentioned this phrase, tell the truth faster. And it's not a phrase they used all weekend, but every once in a while, you know, you hear something that really resonates and it seems so simple. And that's what that was. And it's a phrase that I've been using for years with clients, with my own life, and I'm going to talk for a minute about its impact and what it really does for people. As I'm speaking right now, I'm going to invite all of you that are listening to think of something that's going on in your life right now, something that goes on inside your own mind, inside your own heart, that you're holding on to for dear life. Maybe it's something you've done that you're ashamed of. Maybe it's something you're feeling towards somebody, whether it's anger or love or whatever, but you hold it on inside, and you've been holding it for a long time. Know also that when you're doing that, many of you can probably relate to the concept of that rehearsal thing that goes on in your head. Keeps you awake at night, maybe, or every time something reminds you of a situation or an incident, you get lost in it. By holding on to that, like I said, we hold on to it for dear life, but actually what we discover is it's actually killing us. We think our lives depend on people not finding out things. But by holding it inside, you're shutting down your aliveness. you repress your energy. It drains us. It distracts us. We're not able to live fully if we're holding on to things that really are that disturbing, that fearful, that sad, whether it's an emotion, whether it's a thought, whether, like I said, it's an experience we've had that we've just never told anybody. And as a therapist, I'm just in awe all the time when somebody comes in and all of a sudden, even in a first session, all of a sudden they're feeling safe enough to say something to me that they've never told anyone before. The transformation I see in front of me is just, it, to me, those are the miracles that I just value, that this is what I do for a living and this is what I get to witness. Okay? I've always told people that I get paid to watch miracles occur. And it's an amazing experience. So think of something for a moment that you know you're holding on to. You know that you're afraid to deal with. And it's not always a trauma, like I said. Maybe it's an expression of love. Maybe it's something you want to do that's different than what you do for a living. And you think everyone's going to laugh at you. Think for a moment and just take a look inside yourself if you close your eyes, if you're not driving. If you close your eyes for a moment. And imagine how your life would be if you spoke that. And I know many of you, first thing you might imagine is something dreadful and horrible happening. But you have the power, even in your own fantasy, to turn that vision around. Turn it into something positive. See what it could be instead of what you fear it to be. Instead of thinking of the worst thing that would happen, think of the best thing that you can imagine would happen if you spoke your truth. Extreme examples in public life of people not telling the truth, obviously, is a presidency marked by hearings and everything because of fear of speaking what needed to be spoken. We have Representative Condit right now going through similar stuff. We had tobacco companies that, you know, so much has come out about, you know, what was really going on with research so long ago, and yet cigarettes were still being sold. It impacts everything on a personal level, too. It impacts our ability to be intimate, our self-esteem, our health, our jobs, finances, everything. When you're repressing a big part of yourself, keeping secrets, like 12-step programs talk about, you're only as sick as your secrets. It's just another way of saying, you know, that's the statement, you're as sick as your secrets. What do you do about it? Tell the truth faster. So as we are going into this program today, we will be speaking with a friend of mine. His name is Wayne McDonald, and he is the founder of a website called 123relax.com, which is a international holistic resource directory. And I'm starting with a show like this because I really believe that the essence of psychotherapy is not just to stay in the mind, but to get below the neck, to really know and understand that who we are is not just a thought. We're feelings, we're spirit, and unless our growth, our journey in growth is dealing with all aspects of who we are, that sense of balance won't be there. And the balance that I'm talking about comes from a commitment not just to psychotherapy, but to a whole realm of things that help feed us and help us grow. I also want to start out by saying that I'm dedicating tonight's show to a friend of mine, to the memory of Virginia Horton. She was the daughter of my assistant and a very good friend, Barry Horton. Ginny was killed last Friday in a car accident in Georgia. I just want us all to send our loves and prayers to Barry and his family, and especially to her 3- and 5-year-old children. And I'm really hoping they find comfort in this difficult time, knowing they're loved. I can't think of a better testimonial to what we're doing and for my support of Barry than to dedicate this show to Ginny. We'll be right back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Is your child bright yet has problems reading, writing, spelling, following directions, or doing math? The new school year is just around the corner, so you should consider academic therapy at Basics Learning Center. Since 1994, children in the Phoenix and Mesa areas have benefited from the methods and curriculum proven effective in 30 years of research and used by the academic therapists at Basics Learning Center. At Basics Learning Center, your child will receive one-on-one remediation with certified teachers working with or without ASHA-certified speech pathologists. Basics Learning Center has two locations, in Mesa and Phoenix. Your child can reach his or her potential, improve self-esteem, and improve their grades dramatically, no matter what age your child. Basics Learning Center is also available for preschoolers with severe language delays. Call Basics Learning Center for more information. 602-494-0011. Give your child the help he or she needs. 602-494-0011. Basics Learning Center.
No matter how much you love your cat, if it's not using its litter box, you and your cat will have a problem. That's why Dr. Bruce Elsie created Precious Cat Scoopable Litters. Precious Cat Scoopables have a cat-preferred texture, clump better, and are much easier to clean. Precious Cat comes in three varieties: Classic, which provides the hardest clump with low tracking; Ultra, which is ideal for multi-cat households and works well with sifting and automated litter boxes. Lastly, Ultra Scented has a moisture release scent for those who don't clean the litter box as often as they should. Dr. Elsie has been a feline-only veterinarian for over 20 years. His practice sees over 8,000 cats, and Dr. Elsie understands the frustration a problem cat causes in your home. If you are using a conventional litter or a fine-grained scoopable and it's not working, try Precious Cat. Find Precious Cat in your nearest pet store or supermarket. Dr. Elsie and Precious Cat are committed to the health and well-being of cats and their human families. Precious Cat, it's safe and better for your cat.
Get quality counseling you deserve with the experience and expertise of Joseph Amico Counseling and Consultation Services. Joe is a skilled therapist and presenter with over 15 years of working with addictions, presenting at national conferences, and training professionals on alcohol, drugs, and sex addiction. As the former director of Pride Institute, Joe is nationally renowned for his work on sexual orientation and identity issues. Joe can help to improve your self-esteem and coach you towards achieving your life goals. Call to schedule an appointment with Joe or ask about Joe's workshops and presentations. Dial 602-284-2191. That's 602-284-2191. Joseph Amico Counseling and Consultation Services. Counseling services you can trust.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Hi, welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. And today's topic is Tell the Truth Faster, dealing with approaches to holistic therapy and complementary therapies. And my guest today, well, actually, let me give you those call-in numbers again. The local number in Phoenix is 602-277-KFNX. The toll-free line is 1-866-277-5369. We will be taking calls in, after the next break, so hope to hear from you. So my guest today, my very first guest, is actually a friend of mine. How long have I known you, Wayne? About 10 years?
It's been about 10, 15 years. Okay.
Well, this is Wayne McDonald, and he also lives here in L.A., and founded a international holistic resource directory website at www.123relax.com. And I invited Wayne here as my first guest because I felt it fit perfectly into this whole concept of holistic therapy, which is also about living a life that's holistic, a life that's in balance, body, mind, and spirit. Balance with the environments that we're in, balance with our own bodies, keeping clear. And that's more than just seeing a therapist. That's about what we do in our daily lives and how we do our own healing and growth work. So, Wayne, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes,
to add what you're saying, part of the holistic approach of body, mind, spirit is being a cause for your life, your health, how you eat, and how you interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're at cause, that's when everything will feel better mentally, physically, and energy-wise.
Can you explain a little bit more why what you mean by at cause?
At cause is not putting the blame on somebody else. It's also taking action. And instead of just being passive, just saying, well, I'm just going to go to a regular doctor and let them tell me how to heal myself. You should work with a doctor in combination with what you also found out and researched. And if you have an illness, find out more. Don't just listen to one source. You can go to places on the Internet, such as our website, and get information. You can also talk to other doctors and find out how you can treat it. Most health conditions can be treated in multiple ways. A term we use is Western medicine, or it can also be a holistic MD. Things can also be treated with other holistic approaches, which are getting certified and a lot of credibility now, such as acupuncture and chiropractic work. There's a lot of choices out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to me, it's also important that there are so many more medical doctors that are incorporating more complementary therapies, like referring their patients for acupuncture and massage and hydrotherapy. And I even have a doctor that refers people to me for rebirthing and the breath work and stuff because he's done it and he saw the value in it. You know, so to me, again, there are people that are at the one extreme of never take any medicine, no allopathic, no Western medicine. You only do the Eastern approach or the holistic or the natural approaches. There are other people who think it's all hogwash, voodoo and all this. And to me, anytime you hold so tightly to an extreme like that, again, there's a fear of maybe seeing that there could be a blend and that both, if you want to call it Eastern and Western philosophy, but I don't just always see it as Eastern and Western, that to me it's about, again, about balance, finding a blend. Go ahead.
Yeah, Stuart, a good example of finding a blend or at least a good resource. One thing we have on our holistic web directory is a discussion board. As an example, somebody sent in a question they had about a kidney problem that they had for a year. She received over 20 responses from our holistic health practitioners online.
Mm-hmm.
And real quickly, I would say here, she sent a response after she got all the answers. She said, I would like to thank everyone for all the responses I have received. I never realized all the things that play a factor into one's health, stress, and also eating correctly. I have started eating proper and getting the right nutrients and taking the time to heal my inner self also. So here's somebody that really didn't know that there was any other options out there. We had somebody else that was an older patient and was dealing with arthritis, and she received over 20 responses from nutrition to acupuncture to neuro-linguistic programming to evaluating her life and seeing how she communicates with her family. So it gives you a resource to present a problem and to find out what other options are out there. And then from there, you can decide how you want to utilize that information.
It's really an excellent thing, because what you're saying is that somebody can actually write a question and you send it out to all of the practitioners on the website, and those that have something to say will get back. And it's not advice, it's just information for most of them.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not here to give out medical advice, but we are here to educate and to bring more awareness to what holistic health is. A lot of illnesses can be treated with multiple things.
Right. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. So don't go away, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Wayne McDonald and Tell the Truth Faster.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Are you near a phone? Can you take down a number?
Then act now on some of the best life insurance values in years. Here's an example. For $150,000 coverage, a 35-year-old man can pay less than $12 a month, a rate locked in for 10 years. A 42-year-old man can pay less than $15 a month, also guaranteed 10 years. These are the best rates available from a respected insurer that's covered families since 1907, Protective Life Insurance Company. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. So call for a free quote right over the phone on quality Protective Life Insurance. Brought to you by Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Call 1-800-621-TERM. That's 1-800-621-TERM.
Protective Value Term Policy at select preferred rates, subject to underwriting. Term life insurance form, TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years, renewable to age 96. Convertible within 5 years. 2-year contestable period. Ron Harris, license agent, not available in some states.
I haven't seen a great report like that in a while.
Hey, great job on that presentation.
Amaze your company with quality, professional presentations delivered via the web or email with services from High Stakes Solutions. Founded in 1995, High Stakes Solutions is a professional provider of Summit, a high-powered, innovative application with extensive features that combines the power to obtain information and publish reports on the web, complete with charts, graphics, and data, all in one easy-to-understand application platform. High Stakes Solutions also offers consulting along with training services to a wide variety of IT professionals. Bring your company up to speed in the race for the newest technology with fresh ideas and different perspectives with High Stakes Solutions.